Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1445. What are the different types of insomnia? By Adrian Santos Longhurst with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for being here. And welcome back to a new week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, we have a bunch of shows in our network covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. All right, I'm sure you're excited to hear today's article, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. What are the different types of insomnia? By Adrian Santos Longhurst with Healthline.com. Overview. Insomnia is a common sleep disorder that makes it hard for you to fall asleep or stay asleep. It leads to daytime sleepiness and not feeling rested or refreshed when you wake up. According to the Cleveland Clinic, approximately 50% of adults experience occasional insomnia. 1 in 10 people report having chronic insomnia. Insomnia can affect anyone, but it's considerably more common in women and older adults. It can last a few days, weeks, or continue long term. Stress, menopause, and certain medical and mental health conditions are common causes of insomnia. Different types of insomnia. There are a few different types of insomnia. Each type is characterized by how long it lasts, how it affects your sleep, and the underlying cause. Acute insomnia. Acute insomnia is short-term insomnia that can last from a few days to a few weeks. It's the most common type of insomnia. Acute insomnia is also referred to as adjustment insomnia, because it typically occurs when you experience a stressful event, such as the death of a loved one or starting a new job. Along with stress, acute insomnia can also be caused by environmental factors that disrupt your sleep, such as noise or light, sleeping in an unfamiliar bed or unfamiliar surroundings, such as a hotel or a new home, physical discomfort, such as pain or being unable to assume a comfortable position. Certain medications, illness, or jet lag can also cause acute insomnia. Chronic insomnia. Insomnia is considered chronic if you have trouble sleeping at least 3 days per week for at least 1 month. Chronic insomnia can be primary or secondary. Primary chronic insomnia, which is also called idiopathic insomnia, doesn't have an obvious cause or underlying medical condition. Secondary insomnia, also called comorbid insomnia, is more common. It's chronic insomnia that occurs with another condition. Common causes of chronic insomnia include chronic medical conditions such as diabetes, Parkinson's disease, hyperthyroidism, and obstructive and central sleep apnea, mental health conditions such as depression, anxiety, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, medications including chemotherapy drugs, antidepressants, and beta blockers, caffeine and other substances, such as alcohol, nicotine, and other drugs, and finally, lifestyle factors, including frequent travel and jet lag, rotating shift work, and napping. Onset insomnia. Onset insomnia is trouble initiating sleep. This type of insomnia can be short-term or chronic. Any of the causes of acute and chronic insomnia can make it difficult to fall asleep. Psychological or psychiatric issues are the most common causes. These include stress, anxiety, or depression. According to a 2009 study, people with chronic onset insomnia often have another sleep disorder, such as restless leg syndrome or periodic limb movement disorder. Caffeine and other stimulants can also prevent you from falling asleep. Maintenance insomnia. Maintenance insomnia is difficulty staying asleep or waking up too early and having trouble getting back to sleep. This type of insomnia causes you to worry about not being able to fall back asleep and not getting enough sleep. This interferes with sleep even further, creating a vicious cycle. Maintenance insomnia can be caused by mental health conditions such as depression. Other medical conditions that can cause you to wake up include gastroesophageal reflux disease, sleep apnea, asthma and other respiratory conditions, restless leg syndrome, and periodic limb movement disorder. Behavioral insomnia of childhood. Behavioral insomnia of childhood, abbreviated BIC, affects approximately 25% of children. It's divided into three subtypes. Subtype 1, behavioral insomnia of childhood, sleep onset. This type results from negative associations with sleep, such as learning to go to sleep by being rocked or nursed. They may also include having a parent present or watching TV while falling asleep. Subtype 2, behavioral insomnia of childhood, limit setting. This type of insomnia involves a child's refusal to go to bed and repeated attempts to put off going to sleep. Examples of this behavior are asking for a drink or asking to go to the bathroom or asking for a parent to read them another story. And subtype 3, behavioral insomnia of childhood, combined type. This form is a combination of the other two subtypes. This occurs when a child has a negative association with sleep and resists going to bed because of a lack of limit setting by a parent or caretaker. Behavioral insomnia of childhood can usually be resolved with a few behavioral changes, such as creating a healthy sleep routine or learning self-soothing or relaxation techniques. Risks and side effects of insomnia. Insomnia can cause a number of risks and side effects that affect mental and physical health and impact ability to function. Risks and side effects of insomnia include decreased performance at work or school, increased risk of accidents, increased risk of depression and other mental health conditions, and increased risk of chronic medical conditions, such as heart disease, stroke, and obesity. Treating insomnia. Treatment for insomnia varies and depends on the cause. You may be able to treat acute insomnia at home with an over-the-counter sleep aid or by managing stress. Treatment for chronic insomnia may require addressing any underlying condition that's causing the insomnia. A doctor may recommend cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, which has proven to be more effective than medication. Diagnosing insomnia. Diagnosing insomnia may include a physical examination and a review of your medical history to check for signs of an underlying condition. You may also be asked to track your sleep patterns and symptoms in a sleep diary. A doctor may refer you for a sleep study to check for other sleep disorders. When to see a doctor? See a doctor if insomnia is making it hard for you to function during the day or if it lasts more than a couple weeks. A doctor can help determine the cause of your insomnia and the most effective way to treat it. Takeaway: each of the different types of insomnia can interfere with your ability to function during the day. Acute insomnia can usually be treated at home. Left untreated, chronic insomnia can increase your risk of depression and other serious conditions. You just listened to the post titled, "What Are the Different Types of Insomnia?" by Adrian Santos Longhurst with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, so you remember the statistic from earlier in the article where researchers from the Cleveland Clinic found that about 50% of adults experience occasional insomnia? Well, you can include me in that statistic. Occasionally, I will experience what today's author called acute insomnia, where for some reason, I just can't get comfortable or my mind isn't ready to settle yet. I found that I tend to experience this for one of two reasons. One, I didn't work out that day, so I'm not really exhausted. Or two, I broke my own rule and consumed caffeine later in the day, like any time after the noon hour. Now, I happen to be listening to a book called Man's Search for Meaning by the well-known psychologist, Dr. Viktor Frankl. In it, Dr. Frankl spends a little bit of time talking about insomnia of all things. He says that when insomnia sets in, sometimes you're so preoccupied with falling asleep that it makes you feel even more stressed, which further prevents you from falling asleep. Then the cycle continues, and today's author addressed that as well. So the next thing you know, your alarm is going to wake you up in a couple of hours, and you're now set up for a miserable day. Instead, Dr. Frankl recommends we do the opposite. Instead of forcing ourselves to try and fall asleep, we tell ourselves we're going to try and stay awake as long as possible. The magic behind this is that it will relieve the stress we might be feeling about not being able to fall asleep and how miserable the next day is going to be. So we refocus our attention on something else, staying awake. And in Dr. Frankl's experience, trying to stay awake will have the opposite effect. It might just help relieve the insomnia and put you to sleep. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.